Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Like everything else over the past few months, this year's holiday will be different. And different in part due to COVID-19, but also different, I think, because many of us are reflecting upon what our Declaration of Independence means. Declaration of Independence that was written by and for a certain class of people that didn't include people like me. Didn't include blacks, didn't include women, didn't include our indigenous populations, and was premised on this notion of life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness, but only for a certain class. Now the world has changed a lot since those documents were first drafted, and that Declaration of Independence from the tyranny of King George was read out loud to the world. But we still must remember, we have a long way to go to fully embrace and embody the spirit of what makes the United States different. The spirit of making sure that we are a government that is representative of the will of the people. The spirit of making sure that we focus on the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness of all of our residents, not just the chosen few. So those are some of the things I'm thinking about as we reflect upon what the 4th of July means in this world, in this time, where we've experienced so much as a community, as a state, and as a country.